Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at Alan Bob's Big Buck Weekend, 3100 South Division. If you're not in a tree or you're not in a duck blind or on your back deck firing up your grill, you ought to be here. This is a great deal of sales. This is the big boy toy store. You got to get down to Alan Bob's and check this out. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. And yes, it's true. We are at 3100 South Division, and it's like Christmas for me. I mean, next to throwing a beautiful steak on the grill, coming down here and making sure that my hunting locker is all loaded up. Those are like two big things on my list. And you don't have to bring your wife down here if you're coming down, because she might stop you from buying the things you really deserve. But I know you want to get into some grilling basics. I got a couple things I just want to hit on real quickly. You and I are going to be at the HBA opener. They're having their big ribbon cutting for the Home Builders Association. We're going to do that on October 18th. And Jan from Standale Lumber invited us down there. She's real involved, and her and I used to belong to that together. It's actually how we got to know each other. But the Grand Rapids Home Builders Association, there's a lot of hunters, there's a lot of grillers in that association, and we got some treats that we're gonna be smoking food all day for those boys, so they're gonna be excited about that. But they've got the new headquarters. You know, when the housing market crashed, they sold their big fancy digs. They went down to a little rental property for a while. Market's starting to come back in the Grand Rapids market now, so they're investing again, and that's how you survive in this climate. You just tuck your head and run with the ball.
Fantastic. And great story and a great organization. Guys, if you're listening out there, congrats on the new headquarters. That's pretty exciting stuff. But, Bob, a lot of those guys are bow hunters, and I bet they're up in the blind and not listening to us right now. But hopefully they've whacked their buck this morning. And want to talk a little bit about how to cook venison, because there's some techniques that I know that you've used in the past that really make a difference when you're pulling it together. So talk to me a little bit about some of the basics.
Some grilling basics, yeah. Well, one of the biggest mistakes I made when I first started doing venison was overcooking it, and you hit on that earlier when we were talking on the break. That's a big mistake. I remember my very first all-Michigan meal. I bought some Michigan wine. I had shot, like, my first buck, and I made this big deal. I had Michigan potatoes. I mean, it was like I could have resold my shoes with those things there.
Right.
And my guest was so complimentary. It was like, oh, man, I didn't know I was serving them jerky.
Right.
But you got to get yourself a nice little digital thermometer, because you really now have to know the temp, that center of the cut. And, you know, we're talking with Merle. I asked him what he likes about venison. He says, well, I like marinating it. That's a big deal. If you're shooting, especially if your buck or your doe is a little on the gamier side, some are just really clean. Some have a little stronger natural odor to them or aroma. That marinade can whack them, and there are lots of cool marinades. But hit our website. You'll find several that will really take that meat and turn it into the wonderful piece that you deserve on that grill.
Well, there's really two things that a marinade does, is it tenderizes the meat and it flavors the meat at the same time. And one of the reasons that you want to do that with your venison is that it's very, very lean. You won't find, like in your beef that's marbled with fat, venison is not that way. It's a very lean meat. And the key to that is you're putting some moisture back in with that marinade, because if that moisture's not there, it dries out in a flash. I mean, you can go from perfect to terrible in about 30 seconds on the grill.
Right, and I'm going to add one more thing. There's actually three things it'll do. It also protects it. The first thing is any marinade has to have some sort of an oil with it. For venison, it's very critical that your marinades have oil, because that's going to protect the meat and keep that flavor intact. The next thing you're going to have in there is something that's going to be acidic. So you can use yogurt, citrus, vinegar, all sorts of things. Wine is an acid, believe
right.
it or not. And then the third thing it's going to do is going to add an aromatic. So then you have your herbs, your spices. So you coat, you acidify and you aromatic.
Okay, that's a grilling guy's word.
Yeah.
So those are on the steaks and the loin chops that you're talking about that we're going to do this. But we
Anything. But
there's also neck roast. There's rump roast that you're going to get off the deer that you might not use as a steak on the grill, but you want to put it into something. And one of the things I see here that you, one of your specialties, I know, I'll tee it up just right. It's one of your specialties is your Tex-Mex venison chili.
Oh, that's a no-brainer.
I know, but it's a great use of the meat.
Wonderful use. And especially, again, we're talking wild game, and some people freak out if it doesn't say Spartan on the label, okay? I haven't seen a deer yet that does. We love Spartan, but if there's a deer in Spartan, he's probably busting up aisle three.
Yeah, exactly.
So for those people that are a little squirmy about having some wild food, help them into it. So you tiptoe through this thing, and you just get some of your ground venison, and you make yourself a nice chili. And this recipe is going to be on the website. Actually, it's already loaded up, but it's a Tex-Mex venison chili. It's a phenomenal process, and you really want to pay attention to that on our website and just get into that recipe because that is spot on.
Let's talk a little bit about ground venison. Most of the time, we're mixing something with it. Right. If you're new to deer hunting and you got your first deer, there's some loin chops that are really good to eat. Some of the steaks off the hindquarters are good to eat. But a lot of the meat that you use, you're going to make into burger, or you might make it into sausage, or you might make it into jerky as well. But when you make the burger, which is part of this Tex-Mex recipe, generally we're not using just venison ground up, correct? We're mixing something with it generally, aren't we?
Well, some people do. I don't. I like pure venison burger. It, you know, some people like to throw pork sausage in with it. I've tried that. To me, that gives it a strange texture because I've gotten so used to just pure venison. You know, venison is actually just a phenomenal meat for your body. It'll lower your cholesterol level. There's a chemical in venison that actually cuts your cholesterol. So not only is it very low in cholesterol, but it'll lower your cholesterol by eating it, and that's a natural chemical process that happens. So very, very good meat, and if you get a chance and you get your hands on some nice steaks, hit our website. That's thegrillingguys.com. Check out some of these recipes because anybody can fire up a grill and make a couple of beautiful steaks and get them going.
The key, again, don't overcook them. Get that digital thermometer. What are you going to cook that temperature to, Bob?
I'm going to do 145.
Okay. So that's about a medium, right?
That's a medium rare.
Right.
Hey, if you just tuned in, we're the Grilling Guys, and we're at Allen Bob Sports Center, 3100 South Division. It's ground zero for bow season. It's ground zero for rifle season, fishing, you name it. Sportsman serving sportsman, the best motto they could possibly have, because if you look at all these guys, they're pretty seasoned pros that work in here. You know, there's no kids in here. There's no staples in the nose or anything like that. These are guys that have put their time in the field, and they know every little packet on the shelf here.
Yeah, there's a place in the market for the big box store, but if you really want good quality product and you want expert advice, this is the kind of store, this is the store that you need to come to, because these are guys that do it. There's a guy walking around here whose name is Fish, okay? Think about that. That's the right guy to be working in a sporting goods store.
Absolutely, and one of the things that Tom Cook, the owner, we've gotten to be friends with, one of the cool things I like about Tom is he goes out of his way to buy American products. That beautiful chair you're sitting in right there, it's the coolest hunting chair I've ever seen. It's made in America.
Yeah, it's got this padded quilted seat. There's two back supports
pivots
on it.
Yeah.
It pivots silently. The legs adjust. This is like a lazy boy for your deer blind. I'm telling you, this thing's awesome. They got sales down here on all of their deer blinds and shacks and things. So this is the place to be. Allen Bob's, 3100 South Division. It's Big Buck Weekend. Just got a text in from Brad the Builder. He's up north in a duck blind. Got his first two geese down, so we may go to him a little later if we get some time. But it's a fun weekend. If you're not in a duck blind or you're not in a tree, you need to be at Allen Bob's or out on your back deck, because we're the Grilling Guys, and it's time to fire up your grill. Stick with us. We'll be back. Oh,
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.